You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, and we're continuing on with the series we just started called Satan's Religion. Most people don't know how popular Satan's religion is. In fact, they don't know how to identify it when they see it. In fact, Satan has been so successful, unfortunately, he's been so successful, that many Christians participate in Satan's religion and they don't know it. It's the last thing that they would do if they understood what they were doing, but they don't. So here's one of the warnings that God gives us. Joshua chapter 7 verse 20, it says, "And Achan answered Joshua and said, 'Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw the spoils, a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. And there they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent with the silver under it.' So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent, the silver under it. And they took them from the midst of the tent, brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel, and said, and laid them out before the Lord. Then Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zahara, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, 'Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day.' So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones, still there to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of this place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day." So what was it? What was it? You know, first of all, these idols, these things, these possessions, they were beautiful to look at. They even had value to them. And God warned Israel before they went into the land. Early on in Deuteronomy 7:25, he says, "You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it. For this is an abomination to the Lord your God. Nor shall you bring the abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing." And this is what he confessed to Joshua of doing. He said, "I have done this. I have sinned. And I hid these possessions in my tent." Ended up costing him his life. So many times, you know, what are these things today? Do you realize that these were tools of Satan to entice people? He has these tools today. Do you know what they are?
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.